Okay, now this is a symbol radial bearing. Again, this I don't think this comment applies to this tape, but it looks like we're off by one or something.
I think I misaligned.
Okay, now working. Okay, now here is a label on the front, which looks like it was shot off of the 340. You can kind of tell the way that there's a beat with the refresh of the display and the frame rate of the film. Here is this one of these eye trackers. So we had several of these that were, and again, this is being, I think this is the one that demonstrates it being used as sort of a control in this little game or something. Let's see if that's true. Anyway, that's the 340. Now let's see what we got here. So here's somebody stepping up into the eye tracker position here. So there's a reflection and this and that. They can basically look through and see the screen, and also the device is shining an infrared light into their eye or something. Okay, now let's see, what is this doing? Pretty dark. Yeah, I think this is, again, some kind of a control task, trying to demonstrate how. Okay, now we go to another clip here, about halfway through the film. Okay, this, what we're seeing here for a moment is I guess maybe, is that part of it? I think that may be part of the eye tracker. Short clip of an oscilloscope and built into a kind of a table-like arrangement. And I think that may be this. Somewhere here it said something about NASA eye tracker. We didn't make these eye trackers so much ourselves, but we kind of got them. Minsky was interested in it. He had several contacts, and one of them was with a group somewhere at NASA. I have no idea where. And I think they're the ones who made this. Okay, now here we go. There's Marvin Minsky. Here's the Minsky-Bennett arm. Here he is waving it around.
It's a prosthetic hand.
Yeah, it has just a fake hand, which again is just for laughs. Now here is this oscilloscope. I don't know what. I remember that piece of hardware. I don't remember exactly what it is, actually. Okay, this is, here we are in the 340, it looks like. And it looks like the arm is over some cubes. So I guess the 340 is trying to serve as sort of a viewfinder for the camera, which is an interesting thing. Of course, it was very hard to do that. In other words, this visual device, we couldn't hold even one frame in memory. We had this random access camera device called a vidisector, and it's something we had to make ourselves up from basically practically nothing. And it was a magnetic deflection device. Okay, here it is finding a cube, and so you see here it's kind of crawling around, and you can see on the 340 where it's looking. It's kind of crawling around in the cube, and there now it's found the internal edges, and there's the cube. And
wow.
Okay, here's the chest display again on the 340, and here we are. Here it is again, finding cubes. It was really pretty painful to find cubes and so forth, but it did find a few. Okay, more chests. And let's see what we got here. Okay, now here we are in the middle of a game. Here's Alan Baisley. This fellow at the teletype here now is Alan Baisley. He was a chess master. There's a long story connected with him. He wrote his own chess program. It was called Tech 2, and he entered it in some of the computer chess championships. It was a brute force program. It was a refinement of the technology program that was originated Carnegie Mellon. There was an idea that they had, which was to write a simple program, chess program, in a form that would be portable, and then just to hold that program constant, and as the years went by, the computers would get faster and the program would get faster, and the idea was that this would serve as a calibration point. And you would see how much of the improvement in the play of chess was due to simply the speed of the computer and nothing else. And Baisley was a good coder, and there was this PDP-9 that had belonged to the Kluge. It was floating around. And so he coded up a tech program for the PDP-9. And so I think this may very well be what this is. Even though this looks like a 340 type of display, I don't think it is. Well, I think this one actually might be. This I think is my chess program. He's playing here, but he had one of his own. But it was pure brute force. It didn't have any heuristics in it or anything. Its idea was just simply to examine the tree so many plies deep, and then examine captures beyond that. Okay, now here's the console of the PDP-6 area. It's 35 teletype. It looked like there was some 33 teletypes. So here's a Minsky Bennett arm. Here's Minsky waving it around via the gnomon, and it's attached to the shoulder. Okay, there's a 35 teletype. That was primary input device in those days, many years. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, it looks like this is, you can see a little bit of the console and the 340 display over here. Okay, now what do we got here? Okay, now that, this is what's called a flip chip. This strip here is a panel of digital logic. I think that goes with this. Is that the vivisector? Maybe that was a controller for the vivisector. we had several vivisectors that we had made, and. I'm thinking maybe that was a control for one of them. Okay, here we are. It looks like inputting some, looks like trying to find some cubes on a table or something. And that's the end of the clip. Okay, so that's 45.